younger brother, the younger bombing suspect, was. And we understand they do have their hands on it, that a couple of these individuals apparently had disposed of it along with one of the backpacks of the bombers. And that's why they're in such big trouble for basically assisting the suspects after the Marathon bombing. And basically, the laptop is pretty critical in the view of investigators because, you know, these are two individuals, the bombing suspects, who we believe were self-radicalized, that they became more religious, they became inspired to do this attack through internet sites, perhaps through communicating with some jihadists overseas. And so I think the laptop could be critical to figuring that out, but also figuring out how they might have learned how to make the pressure cooker bombs, because if they downloaded instructions, possibly that could be on the laptop.
How quickly could we find out what they're finding on this laptop? And what about cell phones? How much information could be gleaned from them?
Well, you know, I would assume that the forensics, if you will, of the laptop wouldn't take very long. You know, perhaps in a couple of days we'll know more on that. It looks like cell phone texting was another thing that helped law enforcement piece together some of this, texting between the brothers, but also apparently texting between the brothers and at least some of this group of three friends of the younger brothers who are now in custody.
There's no thought that these guys had any involvement before the bombing, right? This is all what they did afterwards to help the younger brother?
That's what it appears to be now, that that at least the charges that were announced yesterday include, number one, some immigration charges. Two of them were here on student visas and apparently had not been going to school. But the other criminal charges have to do with basically aiding and abetting them in the aftermath. But we have heard some reports that it's possible at least one of these three suspects, these three individuals, might have known something about bomb-making information. In other words, there may have been some texting, some communication between one of the bombers and them talking about knowledge of making bombs. So it's not clear fully yet if they may try and determine whether any of these guys knew something beforehand. But it looks at this point like it was simply helping them after when they probably should have known better.
Brian, is there any sense among investigators that you talk with here that had the three allegedly not been involved in this obstruction, that it might have been possible for them to bring Tamerlan and Johar to justice without what turned out being the shooting of the MIT police officer and the transit officer?
I think that's exactly why law enforcement had brought these guys in initially. I think it's 11 days ago. Because I think there is at least a suggestion here that if they knew these guys were up to something, if they certainly knew immediately after the bombing, oh my God, that must be them, and they didn't contact law enforcement, then I think you're right. I think there's certainly the implication here that they could have saved the city of Boston a whole lot of grief if they had come forward immediately and said, you know, we think we know who did this. And apparently they didn't do that. Not only did they keep quiet, they apparently helped them try and get away.
Thank you, Brian.